And, you know, one of the phrases associated with Benedict XVI and gay Catholics is the language of intrinsically disordered. That's the language the Catechism uses, I believe. I understand theologically what it means, but come on, how can you read that and not just feel how ugly it is? How does that language make sense of the extraordinary stories of caregiving and devotion and love in the face of brutal death? How can you call that love objectively disordered or intrinsically disordered?
Yeah, there's a nun in particular who exemplifies this perfectly, Sister Carol Baltashevitz, who moved to New York for 6 months and was really thrown into HIV and AIDS care working for Catholic hospitals. And I mean, her story is exactly this. She doesn't seem to have been particularly homophobic or anti-gay. She just didn't know any gay people. But when she moves to New York, like, she begins to encounter the gay community because she's caring for people with HIV and AIDS. And she said it was difficult at first because she knew what the church taught. She knew the church's general frowning upon homosexuality. But she befriended a gay couple, one of whom was dying from AIDS in a Catholic hospital, met his partner who was so torn up about it, but was so devoted in his final days. She had this sort of crisis in her mind, like, in her words were, how can you say this is wrong? She saw the love and devotion there. She saw, in her interpretation, a response to the gospel, to care for people in need, to visit the sick. And it really shifted her opinion about homosexuality and made her question how the church talked about these issues. So I think you're right. There's this logical way of thinking about these sorts of things, but then a practical way of living them out. And when they clash, I think it can be very uncomfortable for some kinds of Catholics, and it requires a real examination of what these teachings do in the real lives of ordinary people.